Keeping Up with the Zumas. That is the reality show that MKP has become. Today I speak to the founder, the real founder of MKP, Mr. Jabulani Khumalo. Welcome, sir.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to the viewers in the world.
So we've seen the resignation of former President Jacob Zuma's daughter, Dudu Zili, amid allegations that she received tens of millions to traffic South Africans to Russia to fight in the Ukraine. What have you heard about the mercenary recruitments?
Yes, thank you for giving me this opportunity. Well, I've been getting this information from different sources. And finally, I got some parents that called and made some requests for me to assist them. Then that's when I was able to get the gist of what is exactly happening when those men, our future leaders, were taken out of the country, trafficked out of the country to fight for another country that we don't belong to, that we don't have anything to do with their fight. It's their fight. It's not our fight. We can only support where we can, but not with our men to go there, because every country has got its own rules and laws. So there was a contravention of the laws of our country by certain members who thinks that they are bigger than the government itself. They know better and they are untouchable. I think what they are doing now is they're trying to taint the good image of our country, and they are trying to tarnish the leadership of our country. We have a government that we are serving under. We have a government that has put policies. Even if we don't agree with them, but those policies, they bind us. Those rules, they bind us. We have no other choice. But if someone thinks he's above that, the government, the law must take its course. What is giving me a headache on this one is that our men were taken out in a wrong way. They were misinformed that they are going to be trained as the bodyguards. We have so many centers in South Africa that trains people for the bodyguards or whatever it is. This one, for me, is a coup. These people were sent to be trained so that when they come back, they can have a coup against our government. This is the way how other people think so low about our government. They don't respect it. So it's very pity that our men are there now, suffering, crying, and others are even thinking of committing suicide because of the area they are in, the situation they are under, in where they are. We are trying by all means to talk to the relevant personnel to say, please assist, get those men back so that those people who have sent them there can explain, and our men will be here to testify themselves live. We don't want to pick up their corpse there. We want to pick them up live so that they can tell us exactly what happened, why were they recruited, and those people who recruited them, they must tell us why they are doing these things. Because it means this has been happening for very long. I understand there are another five that were arrested between Thursday and the weekend. It's not helping us at this moment, but we need to find the gist of this whole thing. And those people, they must be taken into custody. They must be arrested by no means, because we can't have anarchy in our country. We can't have people who does things as they wish. I've been saying that there are crazy people in this country, especially those people who hijacked Umkhonto we Sizwe Party. These hijackers, they think they are above the law. They are above the government itself. They think they are government themselves. they failed us as MK to get the two-third majority to govern the country. Now they want to do to govern in a very wrong way by doing shady things, by misusing our boys, our men, who are supposed to be leading the country tomorrow, but they are trying to finish up the leadership that we are expecting to come up and grow and take over the country. They cannot take the country by going to another country, get training and come back here and take over the country by coup. It's not going to happen, whether they like it or not. But I want to say now, we know that Tutu Zille was part of that. But Tutu Zille did not do this thing alone. There are those two, I don't know who they are, they're cronies of hers or whatever. But she's the main person on this. But it will never happen that Tutu Zille will do anything without his father, her father, giving her instructions or coaching her what to do. Tutu Zille know nothing. She used to be a housewife. She doesn't know anything. It's the father that knows why, how to do these things. It's the father that must answer why our boys are out there. And I've just heard that he wrote a letter to Russia to ask them to assist these men to come back. Why would he write a letter if he didn't know about this? He knew. But now, because the things are not going the way they wanted it to happen, he writes a letter, please assist, get those men back. But that is not still. There is more to that. There are secret things that are happening. People are getting threats. People are being told, shut up, you don't have balls, what? How can you say to the man suffering there? Because when you are sitting here, you are eating pap, you are eating meat, you are doing whatever you do, those men are suffering. They are in a country they don't know, in the bush. But a person, a human being, ill-treating another human being like that, because he's here, he's enjoying, but those men are not enjoying. What is very bad is that the mothers are crying. The families are crying. So I am urging the government to please, don't punish these men out there. Bring them back. Let them come, explain what has happened. But the culprit, Tutu Zille, must be arrested, and she must tell us why she took our men out there. It is very, very wrong.
Sorry, sir, to interrupt you. Are you saying that the motive, the possible motive, might not have just been money for human trafficking, but that there could have been coup plans behind it?
It's both of them. Definitely, it's money and the coup. I am definitely sure that this is what drove these people to do this. It was money, but out of money, there's a coup. They think these people, they think that they can just do as they please in our government. They need to be taught a lesson.
Robertson, a small town in the middle of nowhere where a wine farmer claims to have sold a Volkswagen up to eBay cars.
A farmer?
What car did you really sell them?
A VW.
Right here in Robertson?
Small town, but we know about eBay cars.
Yeah, but what's a farmer doing with a VW up?
It was just a runaround.
Cool cover story. And I see you traded it in for this, like a double cab Renault. Well, were they all out of Rangers?
eBay cars, the easiest way to sell your car by far.
Now, this is not the first time that people have been sent to Russia from the Zuma camp for training. Are the two cases linked, or are the previous cases linked with this one, or are these separate issues?
Well, I'm not sure on that one, but I don't think we can divorce it from each other. They should be married.
Now, Tutu Zille is still on trial on terrorism charges for allegedly inciting and fueling the violence, the riot in KZN in 2021. So do you think her resignation has to do with the allegations of human trafficking, or what do you think is behind it?
Definitely is behind human trafficking, because if it was about that case of the 2021 riots, she would have resigned long ago. But this is the one that has pushed her to resign. But what I hate is that she's still wearing a T-shirt saying, "Was Zuma Natal?" Meaning that our province is Zuma. It's no longer KwaZulu-Natal. It's a Zuma province. That is another insult that she's doing. And she's going out there with that T-shirt. I hate it. I hate it. Because now she's loyal in our province as if it belongs to her. Who is she? Who is she? This is a problem we have. We need to stop this woman. She has to stop now. If the government doesn't stop them, then the petition must be done and people must start rioting against her. They must take her head on. She can't rule do as she pleases in our country. We are not a banana republic. She must understand that. As she goes back and be a housewife again, I think she needs to go back there. She was good in that. She's coming to a wrong space and doing wrong things. We can't accept this.
Now, sir, some people I see on social media call her the Winnie Mandela of our day. What do you say to that?
It's an insult to Winnie Mandela. It's a great insult. People should stop doing that. They must understand that lady, that woman, fought for our liberation. She suffered. That family did not just enjoy life, a normal life that we do. She will never be like Winnie Mandela. That's an insult. She must stop it.
Sir, can you please give us an update on your battle to reclaim the party from the Zumas?
Well, on that side, we are still in waiting for a court date. We've made an application, so we're waiting. The unfortunate part is that I am getting some threats now that January I won't see because of this case that is upcoming. I've been getting from yesterday, I got this, and today I've been getting more information on this issue of that if I don't take this case out or drop it, I will not see January. But no one can do that to me. Whether they like it or not, they can go to hell. I don't care. There's no one who can do that to me. They are just dreaming. Then let them dream on. We'll meet when we meet.
So there are many very good hitmen in KZN. Surely you must be very concerned.
I can be concerned, but I'm not afraid of them. I don't care about them. Well, I'm a man, so if they are men enough, they must go on the street and tell me where to meet, not to threaten me. I'm not their boys. I'm not afraid of them.
So, meanwhile, the chaos in MKP continues. Lucky Montana has also resigned as an MP, although he's staying on in the party as a member. What's the inside info on the absolute chaos?
The South African people that voted MK, I'm really sorry for them because they never thought they are giving power to thugs, to wrong people who do not have their love at heart. Who those people that take over MK, in actual fact, they stole MK from us in order to benefit themselves, in order to make these wrong decisions. The real leaders of MK are out there in the cold, waiting to come back and take the MK back. Right now, there is no leadership. It's just, I don't know what I can call them, but they are not leaders of MK because they stole MK from us. So the South African people that voted MK must not lose hope. One day MK will come back and they will come back and they will lead the way they wanted the MK. I still remember and I will always remember how hard they worked to make sure that MK takes over. Especially KZN. Those KZN people did so much great not to be where they are today, where they have been led by an IFP who had nothing. But because of the hijackers, they hijacked Umkhonto weSizwe, and they did not do the right thing. They are not listening to the people. You can't have people that chase people out, in and out, in and out. They hire and whatever they do. It's a crazy situation in Umkhonto weSizwe. It will never end until we take out all these hijackers and get them into the sea to die there, because they don't belong to MK. The real people that belongs to MK must come back and take over MK and clean it up. Because as we speak now, national parliament, people are going to be changed. Province, the provincial parliament, legislature, there's three camps in there already. Some are supporting that one, others supporting that one. They put up the leader in the legislature. But that leader will be changed now and again. We go to national, they're changing, they're firing, they're hiring. And there are people today in the national parliament. They're supposed to be working. They're sitting at home. They're earning money. They're earning the taxpayers' money, sitting at home doing their own things, not doing the work of the parliament. You go to the legislatures, same thing. People are sitting at home. They are getting salaries. Because they are MK, they are untouchable. They are led by a bull, someone that is untouchable. So the government is keeping quiet. But they are always, every month, and they are paying these people to do the work of the parliament. And the people that sent people to parliament, they think the people are there to work for them. They are not working for them. It's a few numbers, few people that are in parliament, in the National Assembly, that are still attending. Go to legislation, few people in KZN that are attending. And no one is raising that. So this MK is crazy. It's dead now. Under the leadership of Zuma, he has failed ANC. He failed our government and is failing the MK. He stole MK by fraud. He is continuing with his wrong things, his wrong ideas. I don't know where that man will ever change. He's old now, but he continuously doing wrong things and telling people wrong things because he says he's a genius in the politics. What politics? What politics? How do you then, if you want to lead the country, if the KZN people can allow those people in legislature to take over the province, it will be finished. If they can steal the money within the party, 70 million, tomorrow is 20 million, the other day is 51 million, those people will finish that province within no time because they are uncontrollable. People of KZN must not allow those people to take over KZN. They must wait for the right people to come in, not those people in there, because they don't know what they are doing.
Do you think this government is afraid of Mr. Zuma and MKP, or Zuma's, the family?
I don't know why, but I think they are failing us. They are failing us because there are a lot of wrong things that are happening and the government is not doing anything. They just keep quiet. Not that they don't see, they see, but they are afraid to take them head on. I don't know why. So as MK members, we have to go to up our arms and fight this thing and get those hijackers out of the party and then clean it up.
Now, with you getting threats because you are trying to take back the party from the Zumas, I'm sure Mr. Zuma probably does not want to get a message from you, but just in case he listens, what do you have to say to him?
He must run away. He must stop. He has done so much damage. He must stop now. He's too old for this. He must love his country. That's one thing that I understand. He doesn't have any heart for it. He doesn't have any love for our country. He always preached that he wants black people to work together, but he is the one that is dividing the black people. He is the one making sure that they suffer more. He goes all over the African states saying they're preaching lies because he cannot even practice what he's preaching. So people must stop listening to this old man. He is finished.
It's interesting what you said about a coup idea, because I just recently heard that Mr. Zuma went to see the late head of the Wagner Group, Prigozhin, when he was still alive, and allegedly asked him for funding and weapons. I don't know if you ever heard about that.
No, I never heard.
We can just do it. No, thanks. I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity, and thanks to the South African people for their patience. But today I'm saying to them, take away the patience, take back your party, lead it, and do the best to do exactly what the people said when they were voting, that you must go and represent them. Right now is no representation for for those members of the MK that put their hope in the MK. But those members who were there from the beginning, please stand up, stand strong, wait patiently. The party will come back and you must lead it with diligence and be very, very careful how you handle the matters of our people and save the people with all your heart. Don't be lovers of money like what Zuma and his people are doing. Whatever the party has, you must use it sparingly and make sure that the people that needs the service gets the proper service and make a difference in South Africa. That's what MK was registered to do, not to empower or give men a certain individual to be rich. Today we have rich people, they've got houses, they've got big cars, they've got everything. And they lied about me that I've taken money from MK when MK had not even a cent. Today MK is making millions and they're taking those millions for themselves. And even Zuma himself is taking a lot of money for himself. This girl of his, this little lady, what got to Tuzile and her friend, they are stripping off the money of the MK. Not them own. There are people who never voted MK. They came to MK after when we have won and Zuma gave them positions. And today they are stripping it. They are stealing day in, day out. MK always have no money because when the money comes, they just take it as if is their tax shop. They must stop it. But the real members of MK are the only ones that will stop them. So I'm calling upon them, please start working towards taking over or back your party from those people who stole it.
Thank you. That was the real founder of MKP, Mr. Jabulani Khumalo, speaking to BizNews. I'm Chris Stain. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, ma'am.